Marianela Omana. I grew up in Venezuela. That's in the north of South America, and it has been in the news lately because the current political and social problems there. After finishing my career as an attorney in Venezuela, I went to Boston to study English, and I also finished a master's degree in management there and two specializations, one in diversity and another one in organizational development. But I always dreamed about going back to my country, so I did it. I went back in 1999 and got married. I lived there until April 2005. I needed to flee the country, actually. I was teaching political economics and organizational development at the business school in the Catholic University in my area. With this new government that installed in December 1999, with Chavez by that time, we started to see the changes toward communism, toward socialism. It was different, and they already started to classify people, followers of the government or opponents. We stay with the opponent side because we didn't want limited opportunities just for being part of a government or a political side. We believe that everyone have equal opportunities to succeed. I started to be critical for my classes. And in the end of 2004 and the first month of 2005, I started to receive threats. And even some of my students that were linked to the government approached me and said, well, professor, I like you, but I need to warn you that you shouldn't keep talking against the government. And some things happened against my safety and also my husband's safety. We started to receive not only those warnings, but also calls. And some people waited for us outside our offices and also say some things. Even in one opportunity, we were arrested because we were just walking or talking against the government. Our safety was in risk there. And I have two very painful episodes. One was a little bit disgusting, that when I finished my classes and went to open my car was all spread with stools, and the other was like a week before I just said, no, we can't. Someone was pursuing me and hit my car, and he stopped next to my car and started saying like they were gonna cut my throat. It was very disturbing because they suddenly, some cars get around mine. And it started to do those things and showing me red identifications that identify those people with the government. So I got scared, of course, and some more calls. So within a week, I was flying. So that forced me to leave my country. It was a very difficult decision because I was leaving all my family there. I was the one leaving the country. But we are grateful we're here. I remember when I moved to the United States, everyone was like betting for you to fail. And I never heard those voices. I always saw that I'm capable of doing things, and you don't fail unless you don't try. We have this opportunity, and we need to think that nothing is for granted. Every day we need to see things around us, and even though we are used to those things, we need to be thankful. Because we have security, we have freedom here, we can go to a supermarket and find food, we can drive our cars, we have a house. We have too many things here that we take for granted, and we need to really be thankful.